Eric Schertzing. He is the Ingham County Treasurer. Eric, I want to read an email that I received from you about you yesterday. It says, Tony, please ask Mr. Schertzing why he is so involved in foreclosure and helping folks get into homes as opposed to doing his job as the treasurer. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think my job as treasurer is to make the community a better place and to maximize the, you know, the wealth that we have in the community. And just, you know, just doing foreclosures and doing auctions and not caring what happens about the parcels is a sure race to the bottom.
And I want to let our audience know that we're very concerned in getting this information out to the public, and that's one of the reasons we've had you on so frequently in the last few weeks. It's important. There are a lot of folks out there who need homes, who can't afford them, and the county is trying to take resources that would just sit there and put them in a position to be sold and put people in a position to buy these homes when they may not have the best credit or the best resources or the best savings to get their families into homes.
Yeah, you know, we've got tools, whether it's the auction, and we've tried to make that friendly to people that might want to buy a house to live in. We're giving them some time to get financing. Or, of course, the Land Bank Authority has a number of programs that are getting into stuff. So, you know, I think turning housing around, turning neighborhoods around is really about the highest calling a county treasurer could have.
All right. Well, let's talk about everything that you've been involved with. First of all, let's talk about how these homes that were either condemned or abandoned have been refurbished, turned around, and are ready for sale.
Well, you know, we've really had a shared vision and leadership between my office and the County Board of Commissioners that established the Land Bank Authority. Even before the federal money was coming along, the county was investing resources in fixing up and selling off houses. Who would have guessed in 2005 when we set up the Land Bank, you know, that we would be in the middle of this kind of a housing funk? But, you know, we've got two dozen houses under renovation right now. Last week I closed on the 21st sale this year. That's almost as many as last year. So, you know, good things are happening here in Lansing, here in Ingham County.
And I know that you have real estate auctions that have been in full effect. And the next one is at July 27th?
Yeah, next Wednesday morning at the Lansing Center. Registration is at 9. The auction is at 10. People can go online to ingham.org or call my treasurer's office to get more information on that. 676-7220 is the Mason office number.
Eric, you have been traveling the county setting up meetings where folks can come and learn how this works, correct?
Yeah, we've had meetings around the area, and then we're also doing even open houses on some of the properties that are going to be available for auction on Wednesday. And, you know, I'm always available. I work very diligently to do public outreach. We're all in this together. The more everybody knows, the better off we all are.
All right. So what's on your agenda before that Wednesday auction?
Well, we're going to do some more open houses. Again, they can call the office and get the email on that or go online. You know, I was out in Leslie and Onondaga looking at some properties yesterday. We keep busy.
All right. Eric Schertzing with the Ingham County Treasurer. And one more time, give phone number and website information for people who want to look at these auctions for these foreclosed properties.
Sure. Go to ingham.org, ingham.org, or call the office at 676-7220.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.